was out of doors there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got in. I had to go back. I run little trips all day to Carla, and this one and that one. I just picked her up.
Bobby, I'm going to hang up on the
phone. All right, Brent, thank you.
Okay.
All right. What's new down your way?
Let me tell you, all that's been down my way this morning is some heat.
Well, it's hot.
And I tell you, over there on the east side where I got my desk now, the sun comes in about 10 o'clock, and all it needs is about 15 minutes to warm up the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't change the air after that.
Are you in town now?
No, I came over at Robert's.
Uh-huh. How's he get along?
Well, you know how he get along.
No, I haven't seen him in ages.
Oh, he barely, barely.
Barely?
Barely, yeah.
Hmm. That's been some time.
He had that operation, you know.
Yeah, I knew he did.
And it went all right, but he's got too many other things.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I understand.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had the strength to sit down and talk with you for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I ran into Birdie Mountain this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. This patient of Carl's, that lady I told you, Miss Pierce, that used to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Her nephew's at the vet. And I try to go out and check on him every now and then. And I went while Jansen was in swimming this morning at 9 o'clock. It's the only time you can get a parking place out there.
Oh, really?
And I saw Berta.
Uh-huh.
And she's about the same as ever. She had a wig on. About the only change I could see. A bit chubbier.
How come?
And why she got a wig on?
Yeah.
Well, she must be getting gray-headed. She must be covering it up. It's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, damn, Jim.
But she used to work at Lockwood General, and she said she didn't like it out there too much at first because people were depressed a lot, you know. It's an entirely different atmosphere out there.
Yeah.
The people that visit.
Yeah. Oh.
And the people in the hall, it's just like a different world.
Yeah.
It is if you go to a Lockwood General, or, well, Shan's in Lockwood General. Class people seem similar.
Uh-huh.
Of course, a lot more doctors out in the Shan. But the type of people that go to vets' hospitals are just a kind of their own.
Oh, I see.
And I think the nursing personnel must have to be a sort, too, to adjust to it.
Yeah.
And she said she likes it fine now. So
yeah.
I guess it's just a matter of getting used to all these people around. But
yeah.
They're typical old veterans.
Yeah.
And most of them are, a lot of them are ambulatory.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it's chronic. You have a few young ones around. And an awful lot of family. You see a lot of family around. If you haven't been out sometime, y'all just walk through and see what I mean.
I've been out there.
I don't care for it. I don't think I could work out there.
Yes, you'd make it.
Like the indigent hospital I worked in out in Oregon. The people seem very much the same.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're fairly demanding people. And their reactions are just about the same. You know, if you meet one, you seem to meet several. There'll be a few in there that have a lot of character, but so many of them, you just seem to fall in a pot that it discourages you a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think I wouldn't, I'd get along all right, but I don't think I'd choose it too much. Anymore.
And all of them are costing the government a whole lot of money.
Yeah. This is one of the strange things I discovered in nursing. Like, if you went on a private floor at Vanderbilt where they were paying $45 or $50 a day for a room, they'd be very gracious to you very often. Thank you, and just be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in that indigent hospital at Connecticut University of Oregon, and they were so demanded, like they expected everything handed to them. And you were step and fetch it.
Is that right?
And they were living on the county.
Yes.
That was a Multnomah County hospital.
And ordering you around.
And ordering you around. Run here and run there.
How about that?
And You know, nurses aren't supposed to say too much, but one time or two there, I lost my temper, and I said, listen, I'm doing the best I can. You've got all you need. Somebody else needs it worse.
Just one time?
Well, a couple times. I told them off, and I couldn't do that in a private hospital, I guess.
Well, you could try.
I'd get fired, too. But they were kind of aggravating. It was enough so that when I left there, I went to work in a nursery where I didn't have anybody talking back to me for a whole year. Just yelling. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And then I was ready to get out of that, too. The help was real nice there, though. It was worth it. Worth it. So, I asked Bert about what was going on down there in, Micanopy. And she said they were having a barbecue tomorrow. Get together and clean up things. You heard about that?
No.
And I asked her if anybody was much upset. She said, yeah, there were some people who were really mad down that way.
Yeah.
She didn't seem to be mad. Just her old self.
But some of them were.
Well, you know, there was a long time when there was no civic pride in Micanopy.
Yeah.
Things just rocked along. And the people did too, didn't seem to care. And I think a lot of that civic pride began with that Friends of the Library, which was probably directed a lot by Miss Carr. And a Mrs. sounds like.
I can't tell.
Mrs. Barr? Do you know her? John Barr?
I just know her and see her at all.
Well, she does more than talk. In fact, she talks very little. But she has a green thumb. And I used to go through Micanopy, and she'd be out there planting that border grass.
She's
just working all the time out there on the square. And then some of the people began to take more pride in it. But things got looking better. I guess they had to straighten it up a little before they got help, the way it appeared.
Yeah.
And then the people have a possessiveness about it looking good. Hire somebody to keep it mowed now. And before, it just sort of ran rank in weeds. There wasn't anything but weeds in that middle piece there, whole time I was growing up.
Well, I can't imagine that.
And never a flower. And of course, they put that Bartram thing in the middle and the big anchor.
Yeah.
And, some people, Ms. Barr, I guess the Marys kept their yard, and the Barrs kept their yard about the best of anybody in Micanopy that I can remember.
Oh, the Marys did, too.
Yeah. Lil's always been a yard person.
Yeah.
And so were her parents.
Yeah.
And down the end there, it always looked neat. You can still see that it was pretty well planted from years past.
Where is her place?
Well, you mean the old home place?
I guess.
Well,
she didn't live in the old home place.
No. She moved out when her parents died.
Oh, I see.
You know where back when her father died, I think her mother was still living when she built that little house there next to Samwell.
She built a little house of her own.
Yes. They live, you know, when you're going through Micanopy, right as you turn the corner to go out of town,
sure.
Go straight ahead, you'd be right in the yard. That's the old Mary place, big two-story. White House?
Oh, yes, where Dr. Evans lived.
Yes, he bought it from and
he bought that from her.
The Marys, I think.
Yeah.
And they lived there the whole time I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And
the parents?
The parents did, and Lil lived there. She, you know, she never got married.
Yeah.
And she's worked at lots of General Hospital and Central Supply for years and years and years. She's never what you'd call feminine.
Oh.
In her walk or her dress or anything. Years ago, she and Betty Jo Sarouse, C.B. Emerson, and the Mac Girls.
Yeah.
All about Buster.
Uh-huh.
And J.R. all came up along the same time. And Betty Jo used to wear pants all the time.
Yeah.
She married that rugged Osteen boy finally killed himself in a violent accident. He didn't kill himself, but it happened that way.
And then she married another rugged fella.
Yeah. Quite different, however. But the Osteen boy was dashing, his crop of red hair.
Yeah.
And he looked like he'd just take a tiger by the tail. And he would. He rode motorbikes fast and hard, and drank hard at times, and wrote a pilot, you know. Everything just sort of courted danger. And he got it finally. Very young.
Yeah.
In fact, both of the children were small when he was killed.
Oh, they're both his children?
Yes. Both of the girl and the boy are his children.
Are both of them redheaded?
Only the boy.
Just the boy.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny. But she was very much attached to him, and they were, you know, she was just boyish enough, even though she was a girl, to go along with him on all these things rather than hold him back.
Oh.
And she went to pot after he died.
Oh, that's what did it?
Plain went to pot. She got married again, but she never did come back, rally again. Never.
And that's what did it?
I think it was. Because he were just very, very close. They, you know, she loved mechanics. She used to mechanic when she was 16 years old down there for her daddy.
Oh.
They used to, everybody accepted the fact that, you know, she'd have that grease under her nails all the time. And those old overalls on down there working for Mr. Shirah.
Yeah.
And Marguerite, her sister, was the opposite. She looked like a cream puff.
Yeah.
Very feminine looking and wouldn't have gone down there and pumped a gallon of gas. And the older boy, Ralph, worked down there some, but Byron wasn't too disposed to work down there either. He did, but he didn't care for it. And I think she helped the Osteen boy a lot, Harry, with his motorcycle and things. And she was a pretty good buddy of Lil's. And Lil used to always go around in these bobby socks and flat boy shoes and either a pair of jeans. She's always angular, you know, so she fit into them back when people, girls, didn't wear jeans. She's only 40 years ahead of her time. And she'd wear on one of these old caps on her head all the time and keep her hair cut short. And she just looked like a boy. And she was, could fight like one or play ball like one. And she was just an outdoor person. And so she did, you know, garden a lot, and she had quite a temper all along, but she wasn't wild with it.
Yeah.
But she'd tell you all about two shapes.
Peppery.
Peppery. Right. She was peppery.
That's my word.
Still is. A little bit.
Uh-huh.
And she's been very satisfied, evidently, over there in the Central Supply. That's mechanical a little bit again.
Yeah.
Because you're working with autoclave machines and equipment, and instead of tools, it's instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been happy as a lark over there. I believe she must have been over there about 20 years now, at least.
Well, gee whiz. She took off just as soon as her parents died.
Well, I think she was working up there when her mother was still alive.
Yes.
But she was very close to her parents. She's very much a homebody.
Uh-huh.
And I've never known her really to travel much or stray at all. Just making Obi bound.
And she wore that fur cap?
Well, she usually wore a baseball-type cap. And she always, she's got a very chiseled face, sharp features, and her body is just as angular as it can be. She's flat-chested, narrow hips, and so she looked just like a boy, and she's out there playing baseball with them, which she did. They used to have a Micanopy team that played on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And she was just as rough as any of the boys. You'd expect her to be spitting tobacco any minute. And she just, that's all she ever wore. If she wore a dress, she looked funny. She really looked downright peculiar. They didn't hang on her right. She looked at home in the pants. And that's what everybody all. She did have dress, slacks. If she wasn't in her jeans, she was in dress slacks.
Yeah.
Maybe she, I don't know whether she was comfortable or what, but you know, those days, girls didn't wear pants much at all.
Not much.
Not much. And Betty Jo always just wore old blue jeans and one of those old blue wash shirts.
Oh, did she? When she was growing up.
Faded shirt, yeah. But the Mac girls never dressed like that. And the Daly girls for sure didn't. They were down the street there, too. Clyde and Dorothy. There were a bunch of them that grew up together. And you know, real sort of funny, they talk about people being wild now. Well, they couldn't have been much wilder than that bunch.
Because
that was the time that Mama and them had that smaller bar down there.
Yeah.
And I was a pretty frequent spectator of the Micanopy crowd. They all sort of ran together. That's when Buster was a dude.
Yeah.
He used to always wear those white buck shoes and white breeches. His hair was slicked back like Pat and Luke.
White buck shoes?
I mean, he always had on white shoes. Wore white a lot.
The whole thing white or two-tone?
Well, he did have some black and white ones.
Yeah.
But he used to wear white ones a lot, too.
Yes.
And white pants a lot. That always seemed so funny because he was meat-eating grease all week.
Yes.
And wears bright colored. That's when they didn't wear bright colored shirts either, but he wore them. And his hair on Saturday night looked like he put a pound of that black grease on it. And the two Mac girls and the Daly girls, and George Franklin was courting about that time, too. You know, he was about along that time.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of heavy drinkers
to be
teenagers. They were, well, they're about 19, 21 or 2 long in there then.
Yeah.
But Lil never joined in on that.
Oh, she didn't?
No, she never drank with them.
Well, how do you account for that?
I don't know. She played ball with them. A lot of them were pretty sports-minded. But that crowd's still around, a lot of them, you know. In fact, well, CB still comes back, you know, and the two Mac girls, and Betty Jo's still there, and Lil's still there, and Buster and JR, and George Franklin's still in Gainesville and lives down there.
Yeah.
And he finally started, he went with the Daly girls, Dr. Daly's girls. One of them, they were known to be a little on the wild side. But he ended up marrying that Thielen, who was the Thielen, you know, Thielen from up there around, Ralph Thielen's sister.
Yeah.
And she was a school teacher down there in Micanopy, grammar school.
Oh.
And she was very prim and proper. And he finally ended up marrying her.
She was what?
Prim and proper.
Yes. Yes.
And he ended up marrying her, but he was still going with the Daly girls on the side. He wasn't in town. Because he'd be down there at the place right with them. Well, they used to all, some of that was, you know, during the war, right about the time the war started. And they used to all come down there with their, say, their gas stamps, you know. They'd come down on Friday and Saturday night. They had dancing then.
Oh, yeah.
And Buster was a big dancer.
Was he?
Oh, he could really cut a rug. And fashioned himself as a ladies' man.
Hmm.
He
yes.
Fashioned himself as a ladies' man.
Yes.
But I guess maybe Lil wasn't inclined to like those feminine pursuits, except Betty Jo used to like to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And Marguerite, her sister, although about the same age, used to sort of rise above it all. You know, she's about too good to do with that crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's curious how they take their own direction sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Ralph used to come down with them, though, the other boy. And so sort of interesting that so many of them are still around.
Hmm.
They don't go together anymore. That's sort of the way it was. That's been a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
About between 25 and 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Don't like to think in terms of time.
Well, you know, now is Buster about Lil's age?
Just about, mm-hmm.
Well, she's not so old then, is she?
Lil's not old, no. She's about the same age as Betty Jo Shiraus. They're all about the same within just 3 or 4 years of each other.
Yeah.
They all went to P.K. Young School.
Well, goodness.
And this Mac used to drive the school bus.
Oh, you mean Tuck's wife?
Tuck's wife.
Oh, you're talking about the Tuck children.
Yeah,
yes,
he's got
Tuck
two
Mac
girls.
Children.
His two girls.
Yes.
Now, the boy never, he was very mild-mannered, never joined in with that crew.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he was a little older, L.R. He was in the Navy during that time. Photographer, I think.
Oh, really?
And wasn't around. He was a little older during the war. And all the rest of them, though, were within, you know, similar age in there. And, of course, Sally, well, they called him Sally, but it's Buster's brother, J.R. Used to be sort of laughed at about that time as being ignorant, you know, and just plain not all there. But he was also real neat and all ironed up on Friday and Saturday night. He came down with him. But it's his wife, Noah, you know, it gave him a little prestige. It made him think he was somebody. And he straightened out of that. He was not much of a drinker either. But he came down with him.
You know, the trouble is, you have to know people a little bit before you can talk to them. I'd love to talk to Lil. She's about the first one that you mentioned that I'd just like to hear him talk.
She talks a good deal. She does. She's not quiet.
Yeah, but you'd have to know her a little bit before she'd talk about things.
Mm-hmm. He took me. Every time you see Lil, I always think, you know, Juanita lived down there, too. Right across the street from her.
Yeah.
She used to always call her Juanita.
Yeah.
Every time I think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I imagine with a little introduction, she'd talk to you.
You have to know him few months, before they talk that much.
Okay.
I mean, you know, just easy.
Yeah.
They talk and be polite. I don't, you know, I understand that.
Her house is right next door to where the Samwell's house was, the May house. Of course, it's that little greenhouse on the south side.
Now. Oh, it is.
Right next door to it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, gee whiz, if you'd ever get on here, see, I could go with you and listen to y'all talk.
Yeah. See, if you notice, when you go through there, her yard's always straight, you know.
Yeah.
And she's always got a bird feeder around.
Oh.
And everything always looks just right.
Well, she takes after her mama, then.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, who are we talking about? No, I was thinking about the other people.
Yeah.
Now, you can't get, excuse me, you can't get behind her generation, can you?
You mean before her?
Yeah. You can't see her parents.
Not well. I knew them. They were very quiet, very quiet, steady people.
Yeah.
And talked very little.
And they were well to do, owned a lot.
They own a fair amount of land out there, I think. I knew Baron Denton, Mrs. Denton.
Yeah.
And just through Juanita, knew the Rollisons a little bit, which were their age about. And John and Ms. Barr, and the Max, and the Mary. And I knew Ms. Mountain a little bit, but she was always thought to be just a little fruity, you know, even way back then.
Was she?
Yeah, she ended up being quite so.
did she?
She talked to herself all the time and, you know, come out in these outlandish outfits with enough rouge on to last anybody else a year.
While the husband was living still?
Yeah. But he was always pretty, just a quiet, steady worker down there.
Yeah.
He wasn't like Buster and J.R. And so I knew them. Mostly through their children, and not the Marys. As I say, they always seem really easygoing people. Not, I don't know where Bill got that peppery nature from.
Yeah.
But you know, just like Juanita. Juanita's got that burr in her saddle. She had it when she was 14 or 15.
She had it.
Just like one of these unbroken coats.
Way on back.
I mean, but then her Grandma Rawson was like that.
Yeah.
And this aunt was quiet. And Baron was pretty quiet unless you got him messed up with his cows or something.
Yeah.
But it's that grandma back in Rollison's side where that comes from.
Yeah.
Dorothy, you know, her aunt, that way a little bit. I don't know whether you've ever met her or not. Fowler? Just down that back road to the cemetery?
No, I don't know.
You don't know her? She's a...
He's sharp as a blade.
He?
Soft sharp.
Live back there. Mr. Hutchinson, has a pretty aunt?
Mrs. Barr still lives back there.
Yeah.
She's not as good a shape as she used to be, but she just, you know, he's worked down there for Franklin Mills for years and years. Still does.
Yeah.
And they have one daughter, Willamette. That's all. And Willamette was always too good to go to that Nicanoka crowd.
Oh, really?
Yes. She just, you wouldn't realize that she was even living there.
Yeah.
And she went to Virginia Intermont College. And you can't count her in for the rest of them. But Miss Barr was always part of the community pretty much.
Yeah.
If you go down that road, she's lived there ever since I came. She lived there when I was little.
Yeah.
And her yard has just got the most beautiful camellias and things in it you ever saw.
Yeah.
It's in it. You know where I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And she used to be out there pulling weeds and that sun 99 degrees.
Oh, really?
So she had to want to have it pretty. And I'd say she was the one that really silently behind a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how her feelings are since they've disrupted it. I can't remember the Thrashers ever doing much down that way. He seems to have always just been running his own business down that end of town.
Now, Ms. Barr, you never talked to her?
I used to. Long time ago, but I haven't seen Ms. Barr much lately. I used to see her when we were down at the restaurant. She likes the bottle a little.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
I should try it.
And I used to see her coming down to get one for years and years and years and years and years.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But not Mr. Barr.
He's never with her much, but I think he drank some, too. But I think she's the one. I don't see her anymore much. Her age is beginning to tell on her, I think. She's a young woman.
But you could go and talk to her. She'd talk to you, see.
Mrs. Barr has never been much of a talker. That's why I said she silently got out there and worked.
Oh.
And she's a woman of very few words that I've ever known.
Well?
She's never been one to talk. The one that talks a lot is that Dorothy Fowler I was talking about. And she's got a big mouth. And Ms., well, she wasn't here. Of course, they were on the corner that lives where the dentist used to live, Red and White store. She talks a lot, but she wasn't there back then. Lil talks a good bit, Busta Mountain. Those are the ones. And of course, the Mac. But the Daily Girls wouldn't talk too much.
No.
Not too much. Nor would George Franklin. And he's living right there. It's almost like he didn't. He just passed through it like a big locomotive.
Yeah.
Boxcar. Of course, he doesn't hear well.
Yeah.
Has a hearing aid, and that may make a difference.
That would make a big difference, I find.
Maybe he doesn't try to communicate too much with his problem. Of course, the one in there now that's gone with the Hurlongs, you know.
Yes.
And that Pinky Hurlong was the only one that was near, fairly near their age. Now, she precedes Lil and them by a few years.
Yes.
And Clymore, she married Charles Clymore. But both of them are gone now. They're very young. You know, they're only about in their late 40s or 50s. And she taught school, too, her real name was Natalie. And May, her older sister, was a good bit older and not in that.
Yeah.
And she was that old, quiet type you used to know, you know, saw a long time ago.
Let me tell you, honey. Now, I see.
Does that...
It's kind of hard.
Line out those people for you, any?
It's kind of hard for you to get back in Mrs. DuPont's generation, isn't it?
Miss Mary? Yes,
to get back before Lil.
Yes, because I wasn't there before Lil.
Yeah. Now, if you were there now, you could talk to her. Why can't I ever? I
moved down there when I was 12 years old.
Why can't I call this man's name up here?
Who?
No. I can't call the name. Who is it? You just tell me about him.
The Marys, the Lills, the Bars,
Bar,
the Herlongs.
Bars. I just got so I can't ever call her name.
Uh-huh.
But you could talk to them.
Some of them.
You could talk to them about, and they talk to you about anything.
Well, I don't think I'd get a whole lot of conversation out of the Bars, unfortunately. I might. I might.
Yeah.
But they are not what you call easily open.
Never did talk much.
Not much.
They couldn't afford to.
They, you know, it's very interesting. They contributed to the community, but they seemed to rise above it some.
Yes.
Because during the time that I was growing up, Nicanopy was wild.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids were wild, and it wasn't just that generation of busters and them. Theirs was a sort of a healthy type wild, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They drank and they ran around and raised a lot of hell and played ball. But the next bunch that came behind them, the Grahams and that bunch, the Streetwalkers.
Oh, really?
And they just had a good reputation. Everybody up here at P.K. Young, that's where they all went.
Yeah.
Very well knew that.
What's
they
it?
Were called Micanopy trash, let me tell you. And if you came from Micanopy, you were trash.
But that was behind this
generation. That was behind this generation. This generation had respect, pretty much, even at Micanopy.
Yeah.
And from Micanopy, they weren't thought of this way. But the next bunch after them, I can remember that some kids say, well, you don't have a chance if you come from Micanopy because you're just trash.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell you, but my parents wouldn't let me run around with any of them up there very much. And I pretty much kept from them. So I was mostly just an observer. I did run around with Byron Giraffe some. And Jimmy Daly a little. And Juanita.
Yeah.
And the Walton girl. But she's now married to a missionary. Johnny Thrasher a little. But I was sent on to Gainesville High School. And so I just mostly spent most of my time, I guess, knowing Juanita and Johnny and Byron that much. They had a ball back then. Betty Jo used to have one of these old Model A's. I think she got it from Mr. Peace. You remember Mr. Peace?
Oh, yes.
And it was in pretty good shape. And it had we used to come to town in that thing sometime. You'd have to stop, push it at the red light, go to the movies, and, you know. You have to disconnect the lights to put the horn on and disconnect the horn to put the lights on. Good thing traffic was slow in Gainesville then. We'd come across Payne Ferrari and pray it didn't rain. And we had a real good time. And they used to have a recreation hall up above the old bank then.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one other family then that was pretty up, and that was the Hesters.
Yeah.
And, you know, he finally married that Ida Burke.
Oh.
But he had a couple of sons by his first wife, who was, Micanopy. Her name was Florence. Vidal. And, because that used to be the old Hester house up there, that great house?
Yeah.
In Evanston. And those boys were high type boys.
Yeah.
One of the coaches at the university now.
Oh, really? Well, let me ask you this, and Rick's out here. I want you to talk to him a little bit about Lil. Just a little bit. Eblins come from?
They came after, they just moved into there, but they were quite political, you know, and civic-minded from the time they set foot in Micanopy.
Were they?
Yeah, very. And of course, he's been real active politically. And he got right into the city politics.
Yeah.
But by that time, I was on the outside of town.
Okay.
And was just aware that he was.
Well, they, have they been here long?
Fair time, yeah.
10 years?
Well, let's see. About close to, I'd say. Eight, or about eight, I'd say, right off.
Well. And now he is one of them in this working with the town council now.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, in politics in Gainesville on the school board or something for a while, too, some years back.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he came on into county politics. But he was pretty active in Micanopy when that school was being joshed around, you know,
yeah.
Trying to close it. And ever since he got there, though, he was right in the middle of the Micanopy politics. But I don't know him.
Yeah.
I've never gotten to know him. I used to occasionally pick up one of his boys.
You see her?
In the summit. I don't know either one of them. I've never had an occasion to be around them.
Well, now you fell out with her once.
Who, Miss Ebling?
Didn't you say?
No, not me. I've never known the Ebling.
Well, who was it you fell out with?
Well, I didn't fall out with him. Mrs. Hammaker thought that she called, well, her husband called me up. Because Miss Shamwell had been starting some kind of a rumor.
Oh, it was. Yes.
But it was Miss Shamwell that started the rumor, and I, Brock knows me well enough, we're good enough friends, that he called and say, is that true?
Yeah.
And I said, you know how absurd that is. I said, you know, because we'd even moved town by the time. He said, yeah, I forgot about that. You had moved, hadn't you? And I said, that's right. So evidently she just made it up.
Yeah.
I said, plus the fact, I don't even know the woman that said, I know her when I see her. But I have steered clear of them. I have no business with them.
Okay.
Nope. To me, that fake, I just pass them by.
Well, where did she get that idea?
I don't know. She was evidently trying to cause some kind of trouble, and that was just one small part of it. And this came as a big surprise, because the Hammakers and the Shamwells had been good friends, because I used to carpool with them, and I'd drop Eric by the Shamwells when they lived on that road before you get to the house to the right, near the Morgan Road.
Yeah.
I used to drop Eric off down there to work.
Yeah.
But I never went in or anything. I never saw her. But I'd just drop him off. And I knew they were real good friends. I used to see him out to eat at the restaurant all the time. And I knew him to say hello to him. That's all. Or two to say hello. But that, I'd never really engaged in conversation. I'd always just listen, but never engaged in prize to you, probably.
So he doesn't get anything straight.
But evidently, Miss Shamwell had a, but I think it was probably him, had something to go and tried to cause some trouble with the Hammaker. Said she was going to sue her for something. Forgotten what it was now. And May Sue and Brock were real surprised at this, because they thought they were their good friends.
Yeah.
Then they come up with this cock and bull story. He's the kind, though, I think, that would sue his brother if he thought he'd make a dime. And that's one of the reasons why I really don't know him.
Yeah.
You know, you can smell people like that. I can.
Well, now, in the feeling they have now, what do you hear about it?
I really think they have liked that man all along.
I mean, was it Micanopy? I don't mean, yeah.
Well, the only thing I can tell is that they're upset because they messed up, didn't ask anybody. The man came in as an interloper. So he wasn't a part of it to start with. He's always just waved his power under everybody's nose.
Well, I don't mean this fella. I mean the trouble they're having out here now at Micanopy.
Listen, he's the one that started the trouble. Well, saying he came in.
Oh.
He just came in, you know, making big waves.
Oh.
That's his nature. And then I don't think anybody, they were suspect to him all along. I mean, I don't think he was endeared to a soul that I know of much, except the Hamilton. They just kind of look at him with a wary eye that he brags too much. And then he comes in without asking anybody, typical his. He sawed down the trees and runs his house down over the shrubs and messes it up. And I believe if he had been an old-time Micanopy person that was accepted and had done that, I don't think he would see the reaction he'd do now. I think it's a backlash to that man's personality.
Oh, I see. That's troubling him down here now.
Yes. I would swear and declare that that's...
And he gets the town council upset, too?
I would think so. Because the town council are those people. You know, you think of a council as being a body of wisdom, but they're just those same people.
Yeah. Well?
And I would be willing to bet that that's a lot of it, because, see, he hadn't been living in that house long. Brock just sold it to him in December, I think it was.
Last
year, because I remember Brock said he had to be out by December.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Frank, you've got to do something else. Talk to Rick here, man. Rick?
Hello, Ms. Van Arnold.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. How are you today?
Just fine. I hear you're viewing the Micanopy scene?
A little bit here.
Yeah. Guy's been trying to get me to fill in a little bit on some of these people, you know, from years past.
Yeah, Lily and Mary.
Yeah.
We ran into her the other day. I was sitting out front.
Mm-hmm.
And she came by, and usually she just kind of drives on by, doesn't say anything. But she was walking by, had a letter she was going to go mail.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just pulled out Don Shimwell's house that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she stopped and she started talking, said she'd had some trouble about her phone. She'd had her phone in there for something like 15 years, never had a minute's problem with it. And then she started hearing voices on the phone. So she'd call the phone company to come out and help her out. And then she started complaining, because when they pulled that house out, you know, there
mm-hmm.
was that little park across the front.
Right.
And they had to dig up a lot of that. She said she'd worked quite a bit on that.
Yes. I was telling Guy that that Micanopy at one time didn't seem to have very much civic pride. In fact, none.
Really?
You could tell it was the most decadent place, and it was represented in the people that lived there, too. As I told him, there was this old group which Lil belonged to,
mm-hmm.
that Buster Mountain, down the street, you probably met him.
Yeah, Buster's out there working.
And the Max and all of these, I said, were a little wild as a group, sort of, but they had pride. And this is a group right now that's trying to resurrect this park.
That little park there?
Mm-hmm. And then there was a group that followed that were just really... well, as I told him, a lot of the girls were streetwalkers. It was just out and out, and it was just known that Micanopy was the place.
Oh.
At P.K. Young, they all went to P.K. Young, and if you were straight and went for Micanopy, you were just didn't have a chance.
Hmm.
Because you just stamped right now. And during that time, the park was just nothing. It was just a bunch of weeds. And then, I don't know what it was that started. I think Mrs. Barr and Mrs. Archie Carr and some of them got together with his friends in the library
mm-hmm.
and decided they would do something about Micanopy. Mrs. Carr is oriented that way, though, you know, to historic preservation. She's the one that fought for the Ocklawaha and all.
Oh.
She lives down there across I-75 in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Barr is very garden-minded and always has, in her quiet way, tried to keep things up. And they got together, and a lot of them worked to get the park put in shape. And once these people got together and got things going, well, the rest of the people began taking pride in it.
Yeah.
And I remember Miss Barr in particular out there. I used to go through every day, you know, from school, carpool, and she'd be out there pulling weeds out of that border grass, or have her a man down there. I think she must have hired him.
Yeah, they said...
They were planning.
So she had somebody that was mowing. They've seen that at the last council meeting.
Yeah. Well, yes, she's really given. As I say, I told Guy she's not going to talk much that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been a person of words, but she's been strong on action. She'd be down there working with the rest of them, talking about it.
Yeah.
And Lil's a worker. Lil's always been a worker.
She said she put many an hour out there.
I'm sure she has. She's telling guys, even as a young girl, I knew her when she's young, and she's always been very athletic and outdoor person.
Mm-hmm.
And very much a yard person. And she is civic-minded. She's in that group. And I'm sure she has been out there working a lot.
Yeah, I thought she said something about the Audubon Society, that they'd helped out, or she was.
Yeah,
in the...
well, along with that, starting with the Friends of the Library and all, you know, they brought in this history of Bartram and his travels through Micanopy, which a lot of them didn't seem, well, the old Micanopy people probably didn't know anything about it. I think you had to have someone with a little bit of background to open this up for these people.
Uh-huh.
And I think Miss Carr and Miss Barr, the names sound so similar.
Yeah.
Would be the ones.
Yeah.
Because the other people, I don't think probably were much even on reading, if you want to put it that way. No, not too much. And I know I went to one of the Friends of the Library meeting, and they had mentioned they just bought a book for the library of Bartram's travels through Florida, because I remember checking it out, and that was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have that marker in the middle of the town there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, I think the trend has been to preserve our environment a little bit more, and along with it, the prairie and everything else, and they got the marker in the middle of town, and everybody just seemed to be joining in. And now they feel like they all did it and started it, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Probably.
That's the impression I got.
Sure, each one of them you talk to probably say they did it.
I know Lil was upset because she had said put in many an hour working on those hedges, and then they had pulled up a redbud tree. And
mm-hmm.
She said, that's not going to make it. I believe they got the taproot on it.
Yeah, well, she's been out. She was raised right down there at the end of the street.
Oh?
Big two-story white house. And they have a big yard down there. And if you're going through Micanopy, you can just take a look down there. And they've got a lot of large plantings. You know, some houses years ago had almost what you call raked yards. You know, like a lot of the Negro houses do, where
there's
nothing much growing in them.
Yeah.
And there are others who just seem to abound, and you can always tell who loves gardens almost years past. And their house has lots of big old azaleas and things around the yard down there. And she's always been an outdoor person, just not one to stay in, and I'm sure she's been out there working just as hard as anybody. She wouldn't have been a part of that initial group, but she would have been one that would have gone out and put her weight behind it.
Yeah, that group, that was Friends of the Library that got that going?
I would suspect that that's where a lot of it started. Can't be positive of it, but I used to go to those meetings years ago, and they were always thinking in terms of improving Micanopy and the park and everything.
Yeah.
In fact, they were wanting to even extend it down. I was sent to talk to Mr. Hurlong down there, died some little while back, living in a big antebellum home there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get him to give us that little island down there near Tuscarora, right below Micanopy.
Uh-huh.
And the Friends were going to improve that and make it a wayside park. The old man was 82 years old, had property everywhere, and they thought, sure, he could part with those 2 acres.
Yeah.
But when I was sent to see him, and he proceeded to tell me how many acres he owned.
Oh.
But he didn't volunteer to give me 2 of them. Even if we had named the park after it.
Not
so we didn't get it, so they're dumping trash in it still.
Oh, don't tell me.
And it's an ideal spot overlooking Tuscarora there, and people stop all the time to eat.
Yeah.
And so that same group, you know, were working very hard at that time to beautify the middle of Micanopy, and it had already been underway at that time. But they were working for the historic markers and things of this sort. But the same people that are in that are the ones on the town council. That's Micanopy. There are not very many people in Micanopy. And so you kind of have a lap over. It's just like the Cruz, Mrs. Cruz. I don't know where you run into her or not.
Yes.
She works over at the library, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she was with that library bunch. But yet she's been real active in town politics.
Yeah, she was on the council there. I don't
for years.
Yeah.
It's not, you're on one, you might be on the other.
Oh?
Yeah.
The,
you know how it is, the same sort of people kind of, the ones that are going to be on several things if they're interested in the community.
Yeah. I know she was on the council for a long time.
Yeah.
There, so
and
I'd seen her there in the library.
That's right. We used to be a Miss Smith, and her husband died some years ago. She's a widow for a good while. And then she married Cruz, and I understand he's been pretty active, too.
Mm, I don't believe I've met him.
I don't know him too well, either. I knew her first husband. That's why I always think of her as Smith, I guess.
She, I heard she worked at the Candy Kitchen, or...
Down at Estes?
Yeah.
In the shop. She may have. Miss Smith was always out, you know, in the shop, and I didn't see her in the shop, but she could very well have been working in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I just heard, I wasn't sure. But, I knew she was there on the council. I just wondered if she'd been in on the park there.
I think she very well could have been. I don't think I can't imagine Miss Cruz out there planting border grass.
She doesn't quite look the part, does she?
No, but I think her interest was there. That's what I say. There's some of them who get out and shovel, and then there are others who are interested and talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to have both kinds.
Yeah.
I think in terms of who I've really seen out there working, and I have seen Lil out in her yard, and I'm sure she was working on that right in front of her, too. She probably was custodian of the piece in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably part of her private park there.
Well, yeah. I heard that she was, she was usually on the go, and they said it was surprising that she stopped to talk. I guess she was quite upset that they'd moved that house out, and she said a little bit about it.
Well, that house had been there since she was a little girl. One of the first ones in Micanopy.
Really?
Yeah, the old May house.
Hey.
Mr. May. You know that? You know where the Weaver store was?
Mm-hmm.
Down there on the corner?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. May used to run that store.
Oh, the same Mr. May that had that house?
Right.
Oh, I see.
Years and years ago.
I see.
And then, of course, Lil built her house next to it. Some years ago, but she lived at the end of the street, but everyone knew the Mays way, way back. He's living, I guess he'd be in his 90s now.
Hmm. So she must have seen the house go up then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the year it was really built, but it was there as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a new house when I went down there.
Oh.
I'm not ancient, but it was, you know, 35 years or so ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure. And it wasn't new then, so Lil would have been a little bit younger then.
Yeah, I guess she would have.
Yeah, it was there when she was a teenager. She may have seen it go up when she was real small, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to ask her. If I see her, I'll ask her.
I'd appreciate that. I haven't really had a chance to meet her.
It would be very easy for me to see her because she works at Central Supply at the hospital.
Oh, she does? Up there in Gainesville?
Lockwood General. She's worked there for years and years and years, as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down, lots of times I go down to CSR. She's always very, very friendly to me. I've known her a long time, but all the Micanopy people are, really. And, you know, whenever she sees me across the dining room table, she always puts her hand up and gives that wild wave of hers.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
And she's just, she looks just like she did 30 years ago, except she shrunk up a little. But you know how wiry looking she is.
She is. She looks like she's out in the sun all the time.
Well, she's always looked that way, and she's always been very angular. And as I told Guy, wore very masculine clothes, though. She never wore dresses. She always wore pants and these boy shirts and a cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a little cap on that other day.
She did. Well, that's one of her trademarks.
Oh?
I do believe she's been wearing one since I can remember.
Uh-huh.
And her hair's always been cut short. And when she used to dress up, she'd wear slacks. Tailored slacks and shirts. And I remember the first time I saw her in a dress, I thought, gee, I think you better go back to slacks because you look so funny. And I don't know whether it's because I hadn't seen her in them before or whether she just doesn't look natural in them.
Uh-huh.
But she has to wear dresses to work.
Oh,
she still looks like she's got this sack on with two sticks sticking out the bottom. And those white shoes and her socks look like they should be rolled down, you know,
uh-huh.
like one of these cats.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she wears shorts a lot.
Yeah, that's what she was wearing. She
probably
looked like
she
was getting ready
to shorts,
garden
and a shirt tail out, and a cap on.
Right, right.
And a pair of tennis shoes, or either brogans.
Well, see, I think she had tennis shoes on. She looked like she was going somewhere, too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's had the same thing on for 35 years. She's looked the same. She's just her same self, too. She hasn't changed.
Well, the...
Just very friendly and outgoing, you know.
Yeah.
Expect her to go out and play baseball tomorrow or something.
Oh.
Yeah, she's always been athletic. But I was trying to think of... I could try to get some information from her about that. She would talk to me without any problem.
Mm-hmm. That would help.
And then I can tell you what she thinks. Or, I don't know how I could get her to talk to you. Would you want to talk to her yourself, too?
Yeah, I'd probably run into her down here. You know, I'll have to get to know her, though.
Yeah. Were you just sitting there watching all this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well...
I wouldn't worry about it. Something will work out.
Trying to think how I could get her to talk to you without it seeming strange, you know, or awkward.
Uh-huh. Well,
or
I
can give you the information secondhand.
Well, that'd probably do.
I can talk to her and report to you, one or the other.
Yeah, that would work out.
And do you have anything particular other than just the general scene that you want to know about? I'll try to connect with her in the next little while. We eat over at the hospital lots of times, and I can just excuse myself and go down and talk to her.
Yeah. I don't know that much about her, so I'm just kind of just picking up information right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can find out about the Mary House from her, because she'll remember.
Uh-huh.
She's lived right there. I really didn't live in Micanopy, ever. I lived on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And my association has just been casual with those people.
Oh, I see.
And my parents used to own Ruby's, you know?
Yes, yes.
And Lil was not an imbiber.
Uh-huh.
But the bunch were Friday and Saturday night carousers
In
their youth, and I used to see a lot of them, only I was just the daughter of the owner. But I used to just not ever be... never joined in with them. I just sit and watch these people for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot about them that way. And then, of course, I'd see them on the bus going to school.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you know, you see two sides.
Oh, yes.
That way.
Yes.
And, of course, I know what the parents thought they did, which was always a big joke. Because Mr. Emerson would swear to you that one of his boys' lips would never touch alcohol.
Really?
And I just see him stone drunk. He was the biggest drinker of all.
Down there,
Friday and Saturday night. That's right. But I was always told to never talk.
Oh.
And so all those years, I really never talked. And I detached myself so that I would not be a gossiper or anything of this sort, and I just observed all that time and really didn't tell anybody. If I
mm-hmm.
talked it over, I'd talk it with my parents.
Oh.
But never with anyone outside because it's bad business.
Yeah.
Real bad business.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
That's true of a lot of people in Gainesville, too. I used to just sit behind the counter and you just had a whole scene before you every night. It was fascinating for years and years. You know, you kind of watch it grow up.
Uh-huh.
And if I could have just written back in those days,
oh,
I think
you'd see the same people?
Yeah, still see them.
Oh?
Yeah. This was through years. 20 years I watched them. Same ones.
I'll be.
Some of them have remarried other people, and you know, some of the wilder ones are the more stable ones now.
Mm.
And Lil's never ran around with that bunch.
No, it wouldn't seem to me that she would.
She wouldn't. She was to herself. And she was very much a family person. Very much admired her parents. And so it was just the other crew, but they are ones that are interested in the park, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know if this council would be or not. They don't seem to be too interested in too much of anything right now.
Well, that's a little bit Nick and Opie.
Oh?
Yeah. Nick and Opie's always been a sort of a funny town. I wrote a comparison once in the sociology course at Vanderbilt about Micanopy and McIntosh, because at that time they were as opposite as they could be. This civic pride has just emerged in the last few years.
Oh.
It just wasn't there years ago. And Micanopy had just gone down the drain almost. And they didn't have a fire department at the time, or city water, or much of anything. And Nick McIntosh had all of the civic faculties that you would expect in a large town. They did have a fire department. They did have a town council. They had a civic club. And they were organized, cemetery improvement, all these things that you expect in a larger place.
Yeah.
And Nick and Opie just didn't have anything except the mill that employed all those people that are transient, which I think influenced the character of the town a lot. They can never rise very high.
Oh,
and
I see.
They bring in these poor people from Georgia, and lots of Negroes that would work down at that mill for not very much money.
Oh.
So I think the level of, you know, economy at that time was very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And now that people are more mobile, they've gone into town to work. I know some of the ones I knew. In fact, one I met this morning at the Veterans Hospital, I knew as a young girl, and they were just desperately poor when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in a fishing camp down Orange Lake.
Yeah.
But she always wanted to get out of this, and she did. She worked for my mother. The first job she had as a waitress down there. That's Buster Mount's wife.
Oh.
And I encouraged her to go on into, she was smart, nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an LPN now.
Wow.
And working out the vet. And so some of these people have, you know, gradually come out of it.
Yeah.
And the Graham family, all crackers out there, were pretty poor during those days too, and known to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I-75 went by, they paid her a big price for her money, and then she becomes Miss Rich.
Oh.
It changed the character of things, and her participation in the community became quite different, too.
I see.
She got philanthropical at times about the parsonage, especially when she liked the preacher and was single then.
Oh.
But, anyway, a lot of these, the characters of the towns changed a lot, gotten people in like...